الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ووسيلتنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان القديم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاتخذ الله إبراهيم خليلا وقال الله عز وجل إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر وأنا اخترتك يا موسى وفي شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We infinitely and abundantly praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We surrender and submit only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send peace and blessings upon our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his noble and purified family, and upon the noble and illustrious and beautiful companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, and may this gathering, this sitting, become a means for our purification, for our enlightenment, for our guidance, for our forgiveness and pardon and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on the importance of relationships. Some relationships we can choose, and some relationships are beyond our control. We discussed the relationship that we have with our parents, our siblings, our family members. This is not something that we can tie or untie. These have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are certain relationships that we can decide to select or not. Those are our friends. And a friend becomes an extension of you, of your life. A good friend is a mirror to you. A good friend is a person who transforms you and purifies you and encourages you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remain steadfast on your goal and objective, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So in that regard, we talked about the greatest of friends, the greatest of companions, the greatest of confidants, of intimate friends, and an individual who was closest to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, and truly showed us what it is, what it means to be an exemplar of a friend to none other than the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Friendships these days are based on very arbitrary values. You love or you follow, you have a friend because of their following, because of their wealth or their likes or their fame, or just because they're part of a gang. But these friends do not stick by you, do not forever stand by you, do not forever remain strong by you, do not always necessarily tell you the truth and tell you what you need to hear and what you need to do. So true friends, in reality, if you look through your contacts, your mobile phones, and look through your social media, your true friends are actually very, very rare. And very, very few are your actual true friends. So those that you have selected yourself, because this is a very important part of today's discussion, choosing your friends yourself, looking at their qualities and values, and then saying, this is my particular friend. Majority of the time we just become acquaintances and we consider them to be our friends and become part and parcel of our identity, but they're not truly our friends. True friends are very, very rare, and they are irreplaceable in their nature because of their inner goodness, because of who they make us and how they define us. And we learn from the life of the Prophet ﷺ and his meaningful and intimate and close and productive relationship with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and before Nabuwa, during Nabuwa and after Nabuwa, we see how he taught us how to be a great friend, a great individual. And he was the best and the most noble and illustrious friend of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hence why even today and up until the end of times, every single time an imam does the khutbah, performs the khutbah, we always remember, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and send salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And also we remember the Sahaba and our Khalifas, and none other than the first and foremost of them all, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So the question that we really asked ourselves previously on Jum'ah, that who are your friends? And how are your friends? What are the qualities of your friend? And how do they improve you or make you better as a Muslim, as an individual, as a human being, as a sibling? How do they bring you closer to your deen, to closer to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? Or are they the stark opposite of just saying, have a good flashy car, go out and chill with girls and have shisha and indulge yourself and enjoy yourself and give in to your whims and your desires? Or do they actually say, no, because you are my true friend and because I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm telling you, stop. Don't do this. This is not beneficial for you. And we discussed previously on Jum'ah that the friends that we consider to be friends today on the day of Qiyamah, those very same individuals will run away from you. And they'll say, we have nothing to do with you. Just the way the shaitan will run away from you on the day of Qiyamah and say, look, I've got nothing to do with this guy. He did whatever he wanted to do. All I did was whisper. Similarly, those friends, أَلَّخِلَّهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوفٍ, they'll become your greatest and staunchest of enemies. That we don't want anything to do with this particular individual. Allah, he wasted his life and he dragged us as well. So have those people who will stand by you, not only in the dunya, those people who will stand by you on the day of Qiyamah, shoulder to shoulder, and say, Ya Allah, we prayed together, we did zikr together, we did tahajjud together, we did umrah and hajj and siyam and qiyam and all of these things, we did it together to get closer to you, to make our friendship more closer to you. And these are the true values of friends. And we learned what Abu Bakr means, to be at the forefront and to be the first to do those things. And he was the first amongst the people who accepted Islam. He was at the forefront of Islam at every single advent, in sacrificing his wealth, his time, his family, in terms of da'wah, and calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forms of his charity. And he was given the title of Siddiq, and he was the first Khalifa, and he was the muhafiz of the Qur'an and the compiler of the Qur'an in that particular way. And previously on Jum'ah we discussed various other ahadith relating to the fada'il, the virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and some more that the Prophet ﷺ mentions in Sunan al-Tirmizi, that if the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an were to be put on one side of the scale, remember there's two sides, and the iman of the entire ummah were to be placed on the other side, then the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would still outweigh the ummah's iman. This is how strong his iman, his faith and conviction and yaqeen was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how his friendship and his devotion and love was for the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. You know, sometimes we do make this claim that I'll give my life for you. Generally it's for girls and for women, but sometimes if you have a true friend, they'll say, I'll stand by you, I'll take a bullet for you. This is the true example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, who took everything, took poison and arrows and everything for the sake of his beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he mentions that Abu Bakr Siddiq has favored me so much with his property and with his company, that if I were to take a khalil from mankind, it was certainly and solely and only be him, none other than him. So taking friends is a very important part of our life, but it has to be an active choice that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, you know, I take Ibrahim alayhi salam as a khalil, as a friend close to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and other prophets and anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ, I have chosen you as a friend. So try to rewind back in your own life and ask yourselves, when did you actively sit down and put all of the qualities, the pros and cons of an individual after spending time with them and vetting them thoroughly, and then say, okay, wait a minute, I'm going to take this individual as my friend? Or are the majority of your friends just there because you were in school together, just because you work together, just because they're there in the neighborhood? How have you vetted your friends? And what are the qualities and characteristics of those individuals that make them worthy of being your friend and you worthy of being their friend? So in the Quran, we learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how He chooses the Anbiya alayhi salam, how He chooses the awliya, His true friends. How in the seerah we see how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam very carefully selected certain sahaba ikram. You know, the Ashara Mubashara have been selected for a particular reason. The Khalifas that we have was the most close and intimate to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He spent the most time with them, the qualitative time with them as well. So who are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriended, and why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriend them? Similarly, who are those that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam befriended? Look at how, and I'll give you the example today, just one example because we're always short of time, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, selects and befriends Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Because remember, he's on his own. He's there in the wilderness. He's left everything. His so-called brother, Fir'aun, family, everything. He's left there and he's just there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, before giving him this particular nabuwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends him and brings him closer to him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have a task for you. What is that? That izhab ila fir'auna innahu tagha. That I want you, you know, when you say something to your friend, I want you to go such and such place, go to London and get this for me, go to this particular place and do this for me. They'll think twice, well, am I this close to that person? Do I really owe him a favor? Do I really want to get out of my warm bed and do something for him? Do I really want to, you know, make an excuse, X, Y, and Z? We'll think all of these things, that is it worth it before we actually make that decision. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had this communication, this interaction, and He has befriended Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives him this particular task. That izhab ila fir'aun innahu tagha, that go to Fir'aun. I am sending you and I'm instructing you. Why? For he has indeed transgressed. So Musa alayhi salam, he doesn't abandon the task that has been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, he asks for the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And then Musa alayhi salam does something extremely profound, which is the crux of our conversation today. He chooses a friend. He chooses a companion. He chooses an aid. He chooses somebody to be by his side to help him in his task. And this is not a small task. It's a monumental task that he is about to undertake. Similarly, in our lifetime as well, there are many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws our way. And we have to ask that, am I going to do this on my own? Or do I need assistance? Do I need a help? Do I need support? Do I need a true friend and a companion who can stand with me, who can be my shoulders, who can be my back and support me and encourage me, and then together we can achieve this thing? Just as I mentioned previously on Jumu'ah, the Prophet ﷺ didn't achieve everything entirely and solely on his own. He did it with the aid of the Sahaba Ikram, with the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, with the likes of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, with the likes of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, with the likes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and many, many other great Sahaba Ikram. They all had their role to play and how they enabled Islam to propagate and to spread. Similarly, you can't achieve everything in your life. You need your parents, you need your siblings, you need your teachers, and similarly you need good friends and guides who can support you and aid you in that particular regard. So if you look at this particular verse of the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that I have chosen you, I have selected you, and now I want you, I've given you this task to go to Fir'aun, for indeed he has transgressed. What is the response of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? He mentions, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي. This is the part that we're going to focus on today. هارون أخشتد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى. So this is the conversation that we will discuss now and just unravel very, very quickly on Jumu'ah. So when Musa alayhi salam, he's been given this task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he needs to undertake this and achieve this. What does Musa alayhi salam ask? He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand his chest, to give him the ability to illuminate his heart and to ease his tongue so that he has the inner strength. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will believe in you. Very, very difficult to achieve great things in your life if you yourself do not believe in yourself. So he first and foremost turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, oh Allah, give me this inner strength, this inner belief, this inner conviction so that I can, you know, stand straight forth before this particular individual and I can say all of the things that you want me to say. But then immediately after that, so believing in yourself and then realizing that I can't just do this on my own. Sometimes we think we can do things on our own, but we always need somebody there with us. We need our parents, your family, or your friends with you in your life to enable you to achieve that particular objective. So then, this is the next thing which I really want you to focus on today. Then he says, he asks for a companion. He asks for a companion, for a friend. Which, and when he describes the qualities of this particular individual, this should teach us a very, very important lesson on what we should look for in our friends. And our friends. So often, like I said, that we try to do things on our own. But by having somebody with you, it eases the journey. Just like when you're traveling long distance, you can achieve, you know, that particular journey. But if you have a companion with you, it makes that journey so much more enjoyable, so much more bearable. And this great task that was given to Musa alayhi salam, he wants a friend with him, a close friend with him, a true friend with him, somebody that he can trust, somebody that will support him and aid him. So he mentions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that appoint for me a minister from my family, an aid, a friend, a companion, somebody who will give me advice. Sincere nasiha, that is the point of a minister, to look at things objectively and say, look, this is what you need to consider. Consider and all of these facts and figures before you make this particular decision. So this is what Musa alayhi salam is asking. So ask yourself in your life, the friends that are around you, the friends that you surround yourself around, are they your ministers? Do they really give you good advice? Or do they allow you to go to your own destruction? This is a very important thing. Do they encourage you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and towards the deen? Or do they just say, oh, karlo, dekhi jayegi, as they say now, like, just do it, oh, we'll deal with the consequences later, or we won't get caught, it's fine, I know this way and that way, I know such and such person can get out of this particular jam. A true minister, a true friend is a person who gives you true nasiha, good nasiha, a person who can look at the overall objective, because sometimes when you are too close to something, you can't see things objectively. It's very, very hard for you to see things in clarity. But having that minister, having that close friend with you who can stand back and say, wait a minute, yes, I know you're very, very, you know, strong and you're passionate about this particular task, but factor in this and factor in that. So somebody to bounce off ideas and for you to have some clarity in your heart and in your mind. And this is a very, very important thing. Who are those friends in our lives? How many times do you call a person and say, look, this is how I feel, and they say, yara, chal kar de, do what you want. You know, just do what you want. No. Where is that true friend who say, yes, I understand you. I know where you're coming from. And I know your history. But this might be another perspective to this particular issue. Have you factored this in? Have you considered this? Or we don't say, Tiga ya, shadi karla. Tiga ya, just go ahead and do this. Tiga, do all of these things. This is majority of our friends just, they as they say in our language, haj hamilana. They just agree with us in every single thing. And they say, yes, to everything that we say. Why? Because they want us to think like, yes, you know, I love this person, I respect this person's there. He's my true friend because he says yes to me all the time. True friends are not those who always say yes to you. They give you perspective, they give you objectivity, and they give you true and sincere nasiha, advice in your life. So this is what Musa alayhi salam asks for, and appoint for me a minister from my family. Somebody close, somebody that he knows. Somebody that he knows himself. Not just random person, but he looks at their qualifications, He looks at their character, he looks at their integrity, and then he knows that this person had this particular quality, that he can give me objectivity and clarity in this particular issue. This is how we choose our friends, select our friends. We look at them, we vet them, we look at their background and their experience and their qualities, and then we say, I want you to be my friend. Or can you be my friend? Why? Because you know that this person will benefit you. Just like we have these life coaches, or people who encourage you to go in a particular field, who support you. They have your objective in mind, they want you to be the best. So they have the guidance, they have the knowledge, they have the background, and then they are giving you objectivity as well. So you only truly know those people who you spend time with. And majority of us don't really spend time with those people that we call our friends. They've just become friends as part and parcel of the journey of life. But if you want to find out the intricacies of a particular individual, then first and foremost, dine with them. Means when you sit with a person on the table and they relax and they begin to eat, then things unravel, things open up, and you find out what their true nature is like. If you want to find out the true nature of an individual, travel with them, because through your traveling and through your difficulties, you'll find out the true nature of that particular individual. If you want to find out the true nature, then interact with them and deal with them. Do hisab, kitab, do transactions, do dealings with them, do business with them, then you'll find out how true they are, whether they are honest and upright, whether they speak the truth, whether they try to skirt all of the laws and try to do all of these shady things. Do all of these things before you say, you are my friend. It's very easy on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to like and follow and say, oh, these are my friends, these are my followers. They're not your friends and they're not your followers. They will desert you in a heartbeat. And they will not stand by you, and they will not give you true, sincere advice in the dunya, let alone be there with you in your qabr or in your hereafter. So these are very, very important things you need to ask yourself. So this is the first thing that Musa alayhi salam asks, that appoint for me a minister, a true person who will guide me, give me objectivity, and a person that he knew that he can vouch for, and he knew that they had integrity. You know, when we take the ahadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and the muhaddiseen, they look through every single individual in the sanad, in the chain. This person narrated from this person, who narrated from this person, who narrated from this person, and they know their name, they know their lineage, they know whether they spoke the truth, they know whether they studied or not. If they ever lied, they don't take from that individual. So they vetted these people to such a degree that we know that our sanad goes back to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. There are no liars, there are no people who are devious, there are no people who did all of these dodgy things. These are true, honest people with integrity. Ask yourself and vet your friends and to see whether these are truly upright, honest, integral people. And if they can lie to other people, then they can lie to you. If they can lie to themselves, they can certainly lie to you. Then Musa alayhi salam says, increase through him my strength. So people, individual in your life, in order to overcome great obstacles in your life and problems and challenges, you need that person to give you that extra nudge, that extra support, and say, look, I'm here with you. And this is what he needed with Harun alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam wanted to have that extra strength, and we find extra strength with our friends. We find it with our siblings, we find it with our family members, but our friends who are part and parcel of who we are, they give us that extra strength because we trust them in the low points and we can trust them in the high points in our life as well. And finally, Musa al-Islam mentioned that he can share my task with me as well. Many people are just glory blazers, that they want to do it for the glory. They want to say that I achieved all of these things. But good khair and actual achievement in life is when you do things collectively. When you do things together, when you do mashwara and you sit together, when you do things collectively, this is why there's more khair and more barakah in unity. Hence why we pray salah together, we come for Jummah together and do all of these things together as well. So these are some of the qualities that Musa alayhi salam outlines for us. And we should learn from this that we have to really vet our friends, look at their quality, their integrity, look at their background, their character, and see whether they will give us true nasiha, whether they will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they will strengthen us or weaken us. Because your friends can become a means for your strength. But that same friend if he divulges all of your secrets and all of your desires and all of your whims and all of your things, then he'll become the means for your greatest weakness and your greatest destruction. So choosing your friends is very, very important. And what tasks that they participate in is also very, very important as well. Inshallah, on the following Jum'ah, we'll complete the remaining verses of the Qur'an that Musa alayhi salam mentions in terms of the qualities of a friendship. So review your friendship, who they are, what they make you do, how good they are in terms of their qualities, their attributes, and make sure that your true friend is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, the ulama, the ilm, the Sadiqeen, the Siddiqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to seek true friends and to remain with those people who are truthful.